For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump went to Mississippi to stump for Senator Cindy Hines-Smith, who was appointed to fill out the term of the retired Thad Cochran. He told the crowd it was important to vote to expand the Republicans' narrow majority in the Senate.
A real majority, not a majority of one. Literally, if somebody's sick, it's like we have to postpone votes.
Officials are looking over a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump, which bears the same date as two resin-tainted letters that were sent to the Pentagon. The Secret Service says the suspicious envelope was intercepted before reaching the White House. They say it's being seriously investigated. The other letters were addressed to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and the Chief of Naval Operations. Both letters tested positive for ricin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The white Chicago police officer charged with murdering a black teenager chose to testify in his own defense. Officer Jason Van Dyke said Laquan McDonald had threatened him with a knife and that the shooting was in self-defense.
What happened when you started shooting? What happened to Laquan McDonald when you started shooting?
Eventually he fell to the ground.
Did he ever drop that knife?
No.
A New York Times investigation has found that Donald Trump, who has long portrayed himself as a self-made billionaire, received at least $413 million in today's dollars from his father's real estate empire, Maine Senator Angus King.
There's nothing wrong with inheriting money from your family. The question is, how did it get there, and was it done in such a way as to avoid tax laws in an illegal way? Avoidance of taxes, again, is legal, but the article raises serious questions about the methodology of how the money was transferred.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A man in Oregon is accused of booby-trapping the house he was forced to give up. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A real estate agent who was charged with selling the property after its previous owner, Gregory Rodvelt, was forced to forfeit it as part of a legal case, was concerned that it was booby-trapped. Some law enforcement officials responded, and an FBI agent ended up shot in the leg when he triggered one of those booby traps, which they say were all over the house like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. Now, Rodvelt is facing charges of assaulting a federal officer as authorities believe he set up the traps, including spike strips and a hot tub that was set to roll over anyone who set off a tripwire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A hunter in Alaska was treated for life-threatening injuries after a bear that he shot fell on top of him. The Alaska Department of Public Safety said that William McCormick, 28, shot the bear while it was on a ridge near Carter Lake. The bear then fell down the slope, dislodging several rocks, and all of it landed on top of McCormick. A medical helicopter flew out to the scene and transported him to a hospital in Anchorage. According to the Department of Public Safety, the bear was a 200-pound black bear, and McCormick's hunting partner, Zachary Tennyson, was not injured in the incident. McCormick and Tennyson are U.S. Army soldiers stationed near Anchorage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.